We are going to reconvene the Building and Properties Committee because I think that is a necessity based on the condition of the building. And the general manager has asked for help with this particular process. Well, project, not process, project. So with that being said, one of the motions I got in the mail, one of the motions that I got in the email was from Ted about the 419 building. So I am going to let Ted describe what he wants to do with that. I am going to make him the convener of the building. He does not want to be the chair. So I am making him the convener of this committee to find somebody that wants to be the chair. So I would just ask that you listen to what he wants to do. Ted, you have the floor.
I move that the KPFT LSB form a special committee at our May 2021 meeting made up of the KPFT general manager and fill in the blank with one or more suggested numbers of members. I don't want to identify how many people. And then with who the members would be to offer options on the future use of the building, or if it is raised the land at 419 Lovett. This committee shall meet at least monthly, hopefully more often than that, and report each month to the KPFT LSB. They shall have no final decision-making power. They are advisory. A final report should be provided within 6 months. When it is presented, this committee will cease to exist. That is my motion.
Is there a second?
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
I'd like to add to Ted's motion that this committee also
doesn't have a
second. I know I need a second first, Nancy. I got it, Ted. I need a second, and then you can talk. Nancy.
Oh, I'll second it. I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to what Ted just said. Any discussion? Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to add that this group also look beyond the investigate and look for an alternative place. Thank you.
Sandy, for the stack.
I think he said that, though. Didn't you say that, Ted?
No, he didn't.
Huh? Ted.
I'm rereading it. Why don't you call on Sandy, and then I'll have it.
Okay, Sandy, go ahead.
I move that this motion be referred to the building committee, which we just discussed. This sounds like right. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
So it becomes redundant and, in my mind, unnecessary. I will not vote for it. Okay. We don't need more committees. We need better committees. Thank you.
We need better. And you guys, that's another thing. Can y'all stop trying to influence the body? Please, thank you, love you, thank you, thank you, love you. That is the reason why I said, and I let Ted give his motion, because I do believe that it is a part of the Building and Properties Committee. We already have that committee. And I agree with you, Sandy, when you say that we don't need more committees. We need better committees. So, is there any other discussion?
May I speak?
Oh, is that your hand? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll be scanning everybody. That's why when y'all put your hand up, I really if I don't see it right away, that's because I'm scanning everybody. Go ahead.
Okay. I think what Nancy said is a wonderful amendment, and I would support it. I don't think it's contained in this motion, although I think it is implied. If we are going to raise the building, then we're going to have to find a new location out of which to operate. We can wait and wait and wait. Fortunately, David Bays, who I spoke with before I sent this motion and the argumentation in favor of it to the entire board, David supports this motion. What it does is it puts him in the position of being a member of this committee, if not its chair, and it makes him and the members of the committee responsible for reporting to us as to what is going to happen to the building at 419 Lovett. We have been in this predicament for over a year. The fact that we haven't had a general manager is no excuse. I should have appointed this motion over a year ago, and we need accountability. We need this committee to report to us on a monthly basis as to what is going on. The building committee that previously existed did cleanup around the station. It did gardening. That is a completely different committee from what is entertained here. This is a special committee with a temporary deadline, and hopefully it will only involve a few people from this board, not me, who knows stuff about construction and real estate. That's what we need. And I hope that we would use the airwaves and all other means available to us to get some experts to join David in moving this dilemma that we have forward. We need a radio station, and we need a building.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Clark to the stack.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I please be added to the stack?
Dwayne, Bill, and Sandra. Go ahead,
Thank
Dwayne.
You.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm not averse to this effort. I certainly wouldn't vote against it, but I would caution, as I have consistently, that this decision is above the pay grade of the general manager. It's above the pay grade of the LSB. But I'm not averse to the fact that if members of this body want to come up with some modalities and some suggestions to the PNB and to the IED, who is going to make a decision about what's going to happen with that building, because it's owned by Pacifica Foundation. But I just want to caution them that it could be thrown in the trash, or it could be used with all the time you spent. But this is going to be dealt with, and this is going to be handled, and decisions are going to be made. Well, hopefully with some input from the GM and some input and advisories to the LSB, but be cautioned. The decision is going to be made at the foundation level, not at the local level. Thank you.
Okay. The next person.
Bill?
I called you now. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to second Sandy's motion. We don't need another committee. Let's just refer it to the one we already have and get it going again.
Sandra.
Thank you. A couple of points. Dwayne is absolutely correct when he tells you that the final decision will be made by the Pacifica Foundation and or the Pacifica National Board in conjunction with the executive director. So that's absolutely correct. I think what I'm trying to work towards is that when the property is sold, that KPFT Houston actually gets some benefit because that property was willed to us, and I have heard it been told by numerous people. I have not verified it, but that the will actually states that the money can only benefit KPFT in Texas.
If it's will, so does what it-
we want to verify that. But long story short, irregardless, I mean, Houston, KPFT is part of the Pacifica Foundation, and we want to keep it all alive, and we need to do a better job of it. And if taking a lion's share out of the profits of what sold at 419 Lovett Boulevard helped us reestablish a new station closer to our antenna, allows us to keep moving forward and expanding our base, and I think that's a good thing. So,
Ted?
That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. And then after Ted, can somebody please call for the question? Oh, Adriana. Didn't I call? Yes, I did. Adriana before Ted.
Okay.
This is your motion.
Madam Chair, the general manager has his hand up as well.
Thank you, Paula. So, Adriana, David, Ted.
Yes. First of all, I agree with most of the people that talked before me. That is not, the decisions are not in the hands of KPFT. But what I want to make 2 points here. The first one, mm-hmm. we don't have that kind of committee. Like, I think that Ted said, right, the building committee was a committee that was cleaning, taking care, going one Saturday in a while. I mean, I don't know if every other month or every other week, but they were working in specific jobs at the station. It's not the same committee. But I want to know, basically, it's good that David is next, because I want to know if David think that he need this help. Because I'm sure that most of what is being said is part of the David, the general manager, you know, job. And I want to know if he need that, because if he doesn't need something like that, why we are inventing something? That is my point. Can we hear from him?
David, that's a good question. David, go ahead.
Thank you. Here is the way I have been looking at things. Okay. I am in direct contact with Lydia almost on a daily basis regarding this building. So I know where she wants to be, kind of what they're thinking. But when it comes to Ted's side of things, I have no issues with taking suggestions from anybody, because it's not just my home. It's your home. And so that's where I lie things. And I told Ted, if he wants to make a committee, fine. There is nothing wrong with taking, you know, what they come up with and the ideas and the thoughts, giving them to me, so when I'm speaking with the IED, I can pass those along. I have absolutely no problems in doing that. I understand that this is going to be at a much higher level than me, but that doesn't mean we can't work together to get something that's going to work for everyone. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Briefly, do I to the stuff again, please?
Okay, Dwayne, you have to see. Bring it to you.
I'll be brief. When an individual bequeaths something to a station, what they don't understand is that a station in itself is not an entity. It's no different than if you buy a life insurance policy or someone bequeaths something to a child. A child is not legally able to accept that until 18 years old. Unfortunately, the stations are not children, but they are owned by the foundation. So whether you realize it or not, when you bequeath something to one of the five stations, you are in effect bequeathing it to the foundation. And I understand the tribalism that exists in the foundation. It's mine. It was given in my name, but my name is owned by whom? When you look at the FCC license and it says KPFT, it doesn't say KPFT Houston Folk. It says Pacifica Foundation. So we just need to kind of get our head around that. Secondly, I don't believe anyone on the board, or maybe one or two, but I don't think the majority of any board configured in the last 20 years, and certainly the one that exists now, would not have the attitude and the position that if we're going, and by the way, I'm the one who started the sales concept of the building because I frankly believed some time ago it was shot and that we needed to cash out and try to get some new digs. But I don't believe anyone in the majority would not say that that money largely is going to go toward making sure KPFT has state-of-the-art new facilities. However, what you don't probably understand is it's not in Pacifica's hands to just willy-nilly sell that building. It's part of assets that have been pledged to a loan. So all of these conflicting and conflagrated situations, even in your committee, there are going to be some things you don't even understand, but I would suggest you do make recommendations. And I believe any reasonable-minded board member, national board member, is going to take David's recommendations, going to take this committee's recommendations, but simply don't get disappointed if they're not adopted, because it's not guaranteed that all your hard work, but be prepared that if all your hard work go to naught, because there's people been working on this for now 2 years and probably a year forward in trying to find out how do we, number one, get permission to sell the property, and then how is the payout going to be with the people who we have the loan with? It's a lot of complications, ladies and gentlemen. I relent. Thank you for listening.
Ted, last person.
I appreciate what Dwayne Lark just said, and I think in general this has been a very good conversation, but I hope we don't have it again. I think we have laid out a number of the challenges that are before a committee if we establish it, and frankly, I think that David, not myself, should be the chair of this committee. He should tell us who the other members that he would recommend working with will be, and we get a report from him next month. Maybe we know some people in the field of construction, in the field of rehabilitation, in the field of real estate, and we can point them in his direction. But this is a project that the National Board and the Executive Director has done nothing about in the last year, as mold and other problems have ensued. It's about time that we move forward, and this will get us a monthly report from David as to how the project is going. I only want to get it moving forward, and I have a role for myself in it other than being the catalyst for starting the committee. And if I'm picking up on something that Dwayne Lark started much longer ago, so be it.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
On this committee.
Yes.
Thank you. I had asked that this be referred to the building committee. I guess we're looking for your ruling on that. Thank you.
I'm trying to get through with this. Thank you. Let me just say this. What I heard, and as the Emmy award-winning, national award-winning investigative journalist, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with doing research. And that is what I've heard. Research, David asked for research so that when he's in that conversation with the executive director and the executive board, he has some frame of mind what to say. Let me repeat. David is the new kid on the block to the city of Houston. Can somebody please call for the question?
Well, Madam Chair, before you call the question, do the body know that David himself could have really circumvented this, these 20 or 30 minutes we spent on it? David has the authority to create a committee such as this. So yes, I call the question.
Yeah. Cause David just, Dwayne, what you're hearing is this is a new kid on the block trying to feel his way through a brand new city. And I think that we all need to keep that in mind when he asks us, when he asks of something. He's doing it so that he can get a feel for what's going on in this city. Thank you for calling for the question. The question is on the floor.
Anisha.
What's his name? Bill. Roll call. Yes, Susie.
Benicia. May I say something?
Yes, because you never say anything. Go ahead.
I partly agree with what Ted had to say in his motion and what he's calling for, and I told him that I would support him. And I totally agree with David and with you that if any of us have any suggestions, and this, I think this was a good idea that Ted brought up, that we can discuss them, that we're able to get together and discuss them with David, because we haven't had any suggestions. If there were suggestions, we haven't heard about it. And I think it's important that all the members of the board, listen and know what is going on. That's why we're board members. We may not be as knowledgeable as some of the others presume to be and take complete control of everything, but we are on the board and we do need to know. And I think that David is totally right. And, in a lot of ways, so is Ted. That we should, have we had any contractors contacted? Have we had any real estate people contacted? And if not, why haven't we? If some of you seem to think that you are so knowledgeable, why haven't we had any contractors? And report that to the board.
Okay, Bill, roll call.
Okay, this is the vote on Sandy's motion to refer, correct? We need to do that first.
Sandy's what?
Motion to refer it to the building committee.
No, we talking about Ted. We gonna do Ted's motion first.
Well, sorry, but I think for Robert's rules, you need to vote on the motion to refer first.
Chair, I object. There is no building committee. They resigned en masse when Dwayne Bradley left.
Okay, can we just vote on Ted's motion, please? Thank you very much. That is what Dwayne called to the vote for. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Teresa, I'm looking at you. She's not muted.
I'm going to abstain.
Teresa abstains. Adriana Casanave?
Us.
All right,
I'm sorry, was that a yes?
Was a pass.
Pass. Okay. Bill Crozier votes no. Lennon Foley?
Yeah.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gartner?
Bob?
Bob, are you there? We hear you.
We hear you?
We'll come back to Bob. Let's see. Patrick and Wally, I believe, are not here. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
Mike votes no. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Marianne votes no. Paula Miller? Paula? Can't hear you, Paula. Susan Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
She's not here.
Oh, okay. She was, but all right. Sandra Walline?
Now I don't know where Sandra is.
Can't hear you, Sandra. Okay. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Schrell. Can't hear you, Wendy.
Get a
hello?
Was that Wendy?
No, this is Patel Adams. I'm actually still here. Thank you, Madam Chair. I vote yes.
I didn't know you were still here. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
How do you vote?
How you vote?
Said yes.
Yes.
She said yes.
Okay. Venetia Velch, yes. Wendy, I couldn't hear you.
I vote yes, but I also want to say we really have to use Robert's rules all the time, not just sometimes.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Deb, I see you.
Yep, I see you.
Okay, I've been unmuted. My vote is yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Uzzell?
I'm going to pass.
Richard passes. Rita Washington?
Rita votes yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
I vote no.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Venetia, come back to you, Venetia. Gilberto's not here. Going back, Adriana, how do you vote?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Skipping Patrick and Wally, they're not here. Paula Miller? Didn't hear
abstain.
You. Abstain. Sandra Rawline? Are you there, Sandra? Can't hear you. Richard Uzzell?
I'm going to abstain. I don't think that we're at that point yet.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Richard abstains. Okay, so let me count votes here. We have a 11 yes, 4 no's. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, it'd be 12 yes and 4 no's.
Okay, so with that passed...
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark seems to be recognized.
Okay, 1 second, Dwayne. With that passing, your little committee goes under building and properties. Building and properties can encompass a whole lot of stuff. You got something over here, you got something over here, you got something over here. So my suggestion and my ruling, if I can rule on this, is that it becomes a subcommittee of building and properties. That's the reason why I didn't let y'all vote on it first. And the other thing that I really want to say, and I keep saying this, because we do have the person in charge, which is our general manager. He is not a citizen of Houston. He is now, but he's only been one since January 15th. He's asking for your input. This is the way he wanted your input to come to him. I kind of need y'all to listen and not just vote on what you think might. Oh, well, I don't think this is. No, your general manager feels like this is the way he can get the information he needs to have a conversation when he's in these daily conversations with the executive director. And I know all of you guys heard that. Dwayne, what did you have to say?
Well, I want to appreciate your word, first off. And second,
well, thank you for
Richard indicated that this wasn't ready for that. And I would advise that this is the time to do such due diligence, because you don't wait until the decision is made at the national level and we get an approval from the
community,
cash it out and try to, you want to find digs now. You want to find the possibilities now. So that you're not spending the wasting time when you do have the opportunity. And now is the time to do the research. I just wanted to say.
Can I make a comment?
You said the point
order spill. We voted on this. We should move on to the next agenda item. We're running out of time for the meeting.
Ted, your motion, you got your hand up. What's up?
If you make this a subcommittee of a non-existent committee.
Oh my God.
Listen to me. Don't interrupt me. I listen to you. If you make this a committee of a non-existent committee or an existing committee, it has to report to the committee before it comes back to this body. We can't do that. That's why I called for a special committee that reports to this board.
Moving on. I'm done with this conversation. Seriously. The committee exists the way you described it. It reports to David. Any objection? All right, the next item on the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Did anybody else have a committee Did anybody else have a committee report?
Outreach and development.
Huh? Okay, yes, outreach and development. Do you have a report?
Yes, I sent the report to the LSB.
And Adrian, I haven't forgotten about you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get through these committee reports.
The report is the KPFT Development and Outreach Working Group met on April 6, 2021. The members offered to assist the development director in writing letters to lapsed members, organizing a major donor development program and a planned giving program, and with the upcoming May pledge drive. Members offered suggestions for improving KPFT Facebook web page and expressed a need for recruiting groups to do outreach to this community as we recover from COVID. This group will meet again on May 4th, 2021. I sent the LSB a copy of this report and also a copy of the minutes from that meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay. Moving. Adriana, you said.
And Bill for the sec.
And Bill. Adriana, then Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, unfinished business.
First was when the report was sent. Teresa, thank you. And I'm sorry, but the second thing that I want to say that I heard Wendy asking for the floor to make a commentary. I'm sorry.
Make it what?
When she sent that report. Date.
Wendy asked to do what?
It's okay. I'm going to write to you guys. I'll just send it to you in email.
If you're asking, are you asking about the development and outreach report?
No, it was the last topic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana, though.
Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, Wendy, send it to me first.
No, it's just a comment. It's Well, don't worry.
And if it's for everybody, you can put it in the chat, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
If you want to, if you want to.
Okay.
Oh, just say it. I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, no, let's just move on. Keep going. Let's hear Teresa's report.
I want to know when Teresa sent that report. She said that she sent it to the...
Oh, Teresa, when did you send your report?
I sent that report officially about 10 minutes ago, but I sent the minutes out on to the committee members on April the 6th.
I mean, to the LSB, yes. I mean, you just send it.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. That's it.
But the minutes were sent out on the day of the meeting.
Yeah, I didn't see it before. That's why I was asking you. Sorry.
Okay.
Nancy on stack.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Bill Crozier's hand is up.
Okay. Thank you. Nancy, then Bill.
Okay. Nancy would like to move that from now on the committees, when they have their minutes ready, just send them to the LSB. No, don't wait. Just send them to the LSB. Just say tentative or draft minutes or whatever. So we have more information and when we come to these meetings.
Is there a second?
Second.
We moved a second and then when committees have reports, that as soon as their report is finished, that they send it to all LSB members. Any discussion? Bill, roll call.
Yes, this is Lyndon Prusak.
This is Lyndon for the SAC.
Oh.
Bill was next.
I had a different motion to make.
Okay.
About
well,
this.
Well, Lyndon was the Lyndon.
Yes, I think this is overreach. It's over management, on this motion. I don't think there's any need for this. I don't think you can make people obey it. It's just too much.
The motion or sending out the minutes.
I'm talking about the motion to tell people when they have to send the minutes out.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
You scream. Okay, what did you say then? Clarify.
That when minutes or reports are done, just send it to the LSB. We did that before, years ago.
And I was going to say, okay.
Well, this is Bill. I guess I would like to speak on this too then.
Nancy, hold on. Sometimes I have to remind you guys that us meeting in virtual land is not how we meet. This is a temporary situation. So if we go back to how we normally meet, anytime there is a report given, what happens? That chairman of that report makes copies for everybody on the LSB. That's all I'm going to say. And usually those reports, what happens when we meet in person? The chair people walk around and put everybody's report in front of their desk. So I know that we're in virtual, but the trend of this committee has been that everybody has a hard copy of the report. That's one of the reasons why David started sending his report out. We wait to, and let me just say my personal opinion, I think it should be sent out between 4 and 7 the day of a meeting. Let me tell you why I say that. Because just like Adriana said, ask Teresa, when did you send out that report? Because when we send out reports too far in advance, I know me personally, I get 50 million emails. You have to go back and look for all of that. Mm-hmm. But if you're sending a report within a certain window of time, you know when that report is going to show up and you know where to go look for it. That's all I have to say, is just to remember that the virtual life that we're living right now is temporary. In our more permanent life of meeting with one another, we all record copies of reports. That's it.
Lyndon would like to be back on the stage.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Read it to
Bill's
the stage.
Bill's first.
Bill, are you on this topic or you have another topic?
Well, I both. So I'd like to speak on this. Since we have discussion, okay. I wasn't sure we were going to have discussion on it, but yeah, I agree with what you just said, Venetia, and you know the reason originally why, and I still think it's a good idea, why the committee draft minutes were only sent to the committee is so that people could correct them before they get distributed more widely.
Yeah, I agree with that with the minutes. That's why I was trying to make sure I said the right word. The minutes go to committee members, like you said, to see if the minutes are correct. Okay. The report to the LSB, that's something that you've corrected or what have you. You precise it to the point that you're giving to the LSB.
Right. But I believe that Nancy's motion was to send the minutes immediately to the whole LSB.
Nancy, was it minutes or reports?
I said both. And if it's not approved yet, just say draft.
Why don't you say reports? Please.
Madam Chair, may I clarify something, Adriana?
Go ahead.
Sandy to the staff. You know,
Lyndon's on the staff first.
Talk about this issue. Madam Chair, everybody have it. We have the standing and the special rule, and there, Article 7, Section 1, said exactly that. Said any mail copy of the draft minutes of any meeting of the no more than 12 days after said meeting. This is for the LSB. Obviously, we can do that. There's not any problem on that. And we don't need to go through motions to do all of this.
Well, that's true if it's in the standing rules. Yes, it is. That is so true. And thank you for being my backup to look at the standing rules for today. Thank you so much. Because I'm kind of
Lyndon for the
sorry.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, yes. I don't appreciate, you know, having somebody jump the stack like that.
Who because, jumped the stack?
You know very well who jumped the stack. But anyway, I still think it's over management, making people do things for no real purpose. I sent out something, you know, I send out things to the LSB. Nobody even bothers to look at it.
I looked at what you sent out.
Yes. Okay. I said nobody. You're right. A few people look at it. Mainly there's too much stuff to look at. And this is just micromanagement. That's all I've got to say.
All right.
What's so funny?
First of all, did I hear Rita?
Stack, Madam
Rita,
Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. First of all, when our standing rules address something, we should not even have a discussion about it. The rules take precedence. In this particular instance, when we have minutes, when we have reports, I don't know, but we all have a lot of things on our plate. So to put the minutes or the reports on the day of the meeting could be difficult because that could be the day that you have computer problems. So you don't get the minutes or you don't get the report. And sometimes it is difficult if you meet on the week that we have the LSB meeting, of course it will be difficult to get those minutes out. But all of these are things that these committees should consider when they determine what days that they have their meeting. If the rules state you send it out, let's just send it out and move on. We spend numerous minutes on things that are already decided in our rules. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for clarifying that, and that is exactly correct. If it is in our standing rules, which Adriana has just said that it is, and you have just said that it is, this motion does become null and void.
Yes, sorry.
That's okay. And thank you guys for being my parliamentarians to assist me exactly today. Thank you very much. Okay, moving along. New business. Or did I skip something?
Bill, I have a motion.
Okay, go ahead. Is this new business? We don't new business.
No, it's actually under development and outreach.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, this was the motion that Teresa made last month, and I gave notice last, there was objections because it didn't pass by 2/3, and because in the standing rules that Adriana sent out this afternoon that it lists development and outreach as two separate standing committees. But over a year ago, both those committees did recommend to the LSB that they can be combined and put into a working group, and then that was kind of dropped. Teresa brought it back last month as a motion. It didn't pass by 2/3, but it did pass by over a majority. I gave notice then that we would reconsider it today. So that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing up the same motion again so that we can see if we can pass it by 2/3 because we, you know, it's silly to have these two committees. They do involve a lot of the same people. There's a lot of overlap. It's hard for them both to reach quorum. And so I just move that we, again, we accept that, recommendation and the motion that Teresa made last month. And it's real simple. It says from this time forward that the KPFT Development Committee and the KPFT Outreach Committee be combined and be designated the KPFT Development-Outreach Working Group.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Nancy to the stack.
First of all, I need a second.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Teresa. Now, Dwayne, Nancy.
Okay, Madam Chair. The chair of the development committee already have shown us that it's difficult for her to get a report out before a good time. Now, we're suggesting you combine those two entities. And on the face of it, it seems to be ridiculous. Now, if you observe the purpose of the two committees, They're very distinctive. Outreach is for individuals who feel their skills are more toward going out to the communities of our signal area and engaging people and enlightening them about mission and getting them to listen and getting them to join, getting them and going to events and all of that kind of stuff. That's outreach. Development, on the other hand, is to develop modalities and ways to bring funds into the station. So while today it may seem expedient for some because we don't have it as populated as they think it should be, then let's just combine it and have the same people doing something that's largely not being done already. And the charge that's given to them in development, obviously, as I said, the chair just gave us a report 10 minutes before the meeting. And now we're saying, okay, let's give them more work to do two reports. Or let's just combine the committees and just have one report. Here's the facts. The facts are when we have a new election, it's very possible that individuals who don't want to do development and feel they're good at outreach would want to populate and use their skills in outreach. Those individuals who feel that they're not good at outreach, who may come in with good ideas to increase streams of income and to have events to create income, may want to work on development. Thus, this is a poor, wrong approach to having an opportunity for individuals to go into a specific area of service that meets their needs and will accentuate what they want to commit to and what they want to do. I'll vote against it for those reasons.
Wendy,
Madam Chair.
Hold on. Who was after Dwayne?
Nancy.
Yeah,
Madam Chair, could you put
Nancy back? I'd like to be on the
stack, Wendy. Nancy, Teresa, Wendy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, in the history of the Outreach Committee, it used to have so many people and very exciting, and we would spend about an hour and a half. A lot of people were so excited about it. Now it's denigrated to just one line on the agenda. And there's no real good reason for that. It's pitiful. That's all.
Teresa.
I would like to refer people to an email that I sent out this evening. I called you, and so I'm motivating this motion. This committee has been meeting together for 2 years this month. For 2 years, outreach and development have been meeting together. You may not have noticed it because most people on this LSB are not on this committee. But we have lost some members this past year because of COVID. We have people, they just want to work at a table. They just want to walk in a parade. So there are two issues here. One is calling it a working group rather than a committee. And the other one is combining it. I looked up on KPFTX. KPFA has no development committee on KPFTX. They have no outreach committee. KPFK has no outreach and no development. WBAI has no outreach committee, has no development committee. WPFW has an outreach and development committee. They have combined theirs. I don't think that these committees should meet without a staff member. So I don't want to tie up a staff member for two meetings. It's hard. When we're meeting in person, these people, some of our people are driving 20 miles to a meeting. The purpose of being on these committees is to get some work done, not to attend meetings. So I encourage you to vote for this, please.
Okay, who was next?
Me, Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I didn't get to check the standing committee rules, the standing rules thing. I know that the development and outreach is not a standing committee though. So I don't know if the rules that we were sent just before the meeting started actually said that this had to be passed by 2/3 vote before our motion from last time was even effective. And if I missed something just now when we introduced this, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best here. But anyway, so I'm not convinced that our motion didn't pass last time. But at the same time, I've been on that committee for at least 2 years on both of those committees meetings.
Meeting Wendy? You
Wendy?
You zoned out, Wendy. See, this is a perfect example of what I was talking about at the beginning of the meeting.
Could be separated. The only reason that this is happening is because it's the same people and we shouldn't have to meet for another extra hour and like Teresa said with the staff people. This is, in my opinion, both of these committees are the most important committees at KPFT. Yet we can't get board participation on them because they're not glamorous. They're hardworking. You know, we need a lot of help there and we can get it if anybody is welcome that wants to join. So it's crazy for this board to sit here and try and micromanage this committee that they don't even want to be on anyway. Let's just, you know, if this is how we do it, and I think we passed it last time because it, to me, it just needs a majority vote. But if you guys say it was in the standing rules that we didn't get to read yet, I'll look at it. But either way, don't vote against it. It doesn't, you don't care.
Okay, I have a question. Adriana, are you still on the phone?
Yes. Yes,
actually. Are these two standing committees?
I'm sorry?
Are these two committees standing committees?
Yes. Section 4, standing committees.
Yeah, is outreach and development.
And why don't the other stations even have them?
Well, that's why this is the standing and the special rule of KPFT. If you think about that, I can tell you that then, because other people do wrong things, we should do the same?
No. We need people to help us. We need participation.
Excuse me.
Cross talk.
And I'm just going to have to take executive privilege here because I'm going to be the last one to talk. When I came into KPFT, these two committees work beautifully separately. And they both have separate agendas. One is about raising money. One is about promoting the station and its events. When I served on both of those committees at the same time, they met for an hour apiece. Mm-hmm. One started at 5:30, the other one started at 6:30. We got a lot done. Now, I know when the committee went downhill. I'm not going to even say.
Hello.
When you left.
But the problem is that you have to get, I'm going to go back and I'm just going to be a broken record with this. You got a new general manager. It is what you wanted. Stop trying to change things. Let us get back to doing what we did and do it better. That's it.
Nancy on the stack.
Madam Chair, excuse me, Madam Chair, you have two hands up, which is Ted and Richard. And also, Madam Chair, you have 3 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Hello, thank you. I'm trying my best.
Madam Chair, Rita asked for the stack before.
Rita asked for the stack first. And Rita has not talking, has not spoken that much. Go ahead, Rita.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But you made my point so eloquently. I want to ditto what you said. One of the reasons that the committee is not working is because it's together. When people, and they see that, and most of the report comes from what is development really not doing. So I think we need to leave it as again, it's already in our rules what we should do while we're voting on these things. I don't know. We can do this by just voting it down. Let those two committees convene and do the work. then maybe, just maybe, we'll get more money and more publicity and more people listening to KPFT. Thank you, Madam.
Okay, who did you tell me was on the stack? Because I'm finna run this. Who did you tell me was on the stack, Paula?
You Ted know, Richard and Ted.
Ted and Richard. Ted. You've got Ted 30 first. Seconds apiece. Go ahead.
Richard, go ahead.
I don't really have an opinion on that particular motion, but I do want to say something about standing rules. They're talking about standing rules as if they have to be amended by a 2/3 vote, and that's not what Robert's rule says. It's a function of...
What does it say in our bylaws?
It's a function, excuse me, it's a function of notice. Robert's rule says standing rules are adopted as an ordinary motion by a majority vote and are amended by 2/3 vote without previous notice, but a majority vote with such notice. So standing rules can be amended by a majority, but you got to give notice. And I think notice has been given here. So I think a majority should be able to decide this.
Nancy was on the stack.
You have it.
Ted was on the stack.
Man,
30 seconds. One of y'all, 30 seconds. I don't care which one. 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll go. I would like to know where notice was given. I agree with Richard's interpretation, but I don't see it in tonight's agenda. I am wondering if there is notice, and that's where notice has to occur, in the agenda for last month's meeting.
Bill, I gave it at the end of last meeting, verbally.
Madam Chair, may I answer that question? I have the answer.
It's 10 o'clock.
Get on the stack, Teresa.
Move to adjourn. Doesn't that trump everything?
I move to adjourn.
Yes, it does. All right. We adjourned. It's 10 o'clock.
Thank you.